and be electric.
Sir, good afternoon. This is Michael. I'm calling from Local Splash. I'm speaking to Matthew Bales.
This is him.
Hey, Matthew. Thank you for picking up my call. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
Well, I'm doing good as well. Thank you for asking. It's Friday. I can't complain. Well, anyway, I'm actually doing a follow-up call about your cancellation request. We initially received an email, I believe, from Town Square asking for a domain credentials and then followed up with your email that you wanted to cancel. Is it
yes.
A good time that we could talk about it?
Yes. Sorry, I'm driving, but yes.
Oh. Well, if you like, I can call you back when you're settled. Do you think I can call you back later this afternoon? I think
yeah.
We're...
No, that's fine. I got a 30-minute drive to where I'm going to, so...
Well, I see. Because I was about to, you know, show you my screen about the things that we did so far. But anyway, yeah, I'm looking at your...
Oh, so we got to look at screens and stuff at the same time?
Yeah, something like that. So you would really know what exactly that we've been doing. Because, you know, prior to calling you, I believe that you signed up with us for almost 6 months. And we've been doing SEO, which is a search engine optimization, and also Facebook and website. And you're actually doing pretty good in terms of Google placement, because when you look for electrician in your area, you're actually showing up on the first page right away. So that's really something I would like to discuss with you. And, you know, knowing that Town Square is also our competitor, that's also one way that they actually found you in Google and maybe, you know, convinced you to sign up with them. And we've been getting a lot of calls about that as well, that trying to convince our clients to sign up with them. So, yeah, that's the reason I'm trying to say if we can show you my screen, maybe you're not updated or aware about what the things that we've been doing so far.
No, I'm fairly aware. The thing that I'm trying to, I mean, I tried with you guys, and I tried with Yelp and with Angie, and I'm trying to get rid of Yelp right now too. You guys weren't too bad. There was just a couple things that I wasn't like. I didn't like the phone number part of it. I would rather my number show up on Google, because I get calls sometimes from Google, and if I don't answer them, I can't call them back. I don't know who it is, and it was just kind of difficult. And then when I would try to search for my own name on Google, it was taking me a while to find it. I know you're saying on the first page, but I felt like I always had to scroll and try to look for it and type in something a little different, you know. I was kind of trying to show off, like, oh, yeah, see, look, I'm on Google, and I couldn't even find myself a couple of times.
I understand, sir. Well, that's perfectly valid. Regarding with a phone number, yes, you actually provide call tracking number, because we have clients who are actually more about, you know, like we call it number driven. So if they would really like to track calls or results, how many people call them, then that's what the call tracking number is for, where you can actually see those numbers on your dashboard. I know that, yeah, it's kind of difficult if you are not able to, you know, pick up the call right away and maybe try to call them. However, the only options you have is to, you know, log into your Local Splash app, where you can actually see the contact information of the person who tried calling you. In fact, you can also listen to those calls. But again, if you're not happy with it, then yeah, we can always remove them from your subscription. Again, it's a part of the package that you're paying us monthly for $249. And the only downfall here is that I believe you're aware that if we promote or, you know, put your phone number directly in Google or Facebook or website, then you might kind of start getting calls, you know, the same as spam calls or marketing calls. And that's what, you know, why we offer call tracking numbers. So you can easily block them. You can screen them. If it's not a valid lead, then you can easily block them directly in your dashboard without spamming your, you know, your phone. But again, if you're not happy with that, then yeah. We can always remove that and then promote your direct business phone number.
Yeah. I mean, that was really my biggest issue, but I mean, I'm already too far forward now to try to fix that one. But I do want that number to show up, because it's like when I try to call people back, I got to go to that to look and I think people are messaging me. I'm looking at my phone trying to find them, and I'm like, wait, oh, wait, never mind. They called through that, so I have to go looking through the app, and then, like, sometimes it's ringing, and I can't even figure out how to answer it, and it's just been a little bit messy on that part. I'd rather my phone number show up, so.
I see. Well, I guess I understand that. Well, me as well. I'm not also kind of techie. But yeah, I also have a small business that they own, so I sometimes prefer as well having my direct business phone number. So it would be easier, right, for you to know who's calling you or who's not. But sure, as I mentioned, I know it's one of the issues that you have so far. We can always remove that first and then start promoting your direct business phone number in Google and also on your website. And the other thing I would also like to discuss with you maybe with the ranking. I know most of our clients, if they are in a particular location, they just type in, you know, let's say electrician near me, electrician nearby. So the confusion starts when, you know, when they're not showing up, when they put nearby or near me. That only actually gonna, only businesses, that will show up there that has, you know, business addresses on it. Like, they have your address visible. That's how, you know, your phone automatically routes you to a certain direction. But I noticed that your address is actually hidden. So it doesn't mean that it's not going to show up on maps, but it actually show up under Google search. So that's what the difference when the people looking in for electrician near me, or if they look for electrician services or electrician only. As long as they are within their service area, let's say, for example, at Merced, California, if you type in electrician, your business automatically pops up with 5 reviews. In fact, you are showing up at number 11. You're under Cohen Electric with 23 reviews, Johnson Electric with 15 reviews. So yeah, that's also the same reason why I would like to, you know, show you my screen and then show you how it works in terms of searches in Google. But optimization-wise, you are well optimized. You're even getting clicks and leads as well, not only from the Google campaign, but also from our Facebook and also from the website. And yeah, considering that you, you know, sign up with Townscare, I have other questions with you, maybe something to do with the billing. Because if it's something to do with the rate, you know, we can always discuss that. I believe that you're aware that you're only paying us $249 for all, like, SEO website and call tracking number as well. So how much are you going to pay them?
Because, No, I understand. It just, I'm kind of a little too far ahead to, you know, be able to try to fix this one. I'm trying to drop 2 things to be able to get this one. I'm even the Yelp, I wasn't happy with it, but it's also, when people sell me on this stuff, after that, I don't even know who to call if I have issues. And it's like, I got to go searching in the internet, trying to figure out, you know, hey, I want to change this, I want to change that. It's like, there's no follow-ups. And it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, I got calls left and right, you know, when they're trying to get me to sign, you know what I mean? But after that, it was like, I don't even know who the heck I talked to or what number to call if I had an issue, and it's just, so now it's just a little too far forward now, so.
Understandable, but I believe that we've been sending actually email communication, not daily, but at least on a weekly basis, and you know, every time that you got a lead, we always send you an email so you can look at your dashboard, the advanced reporting, you know, what we're doing so far, and it also has your phone number as well if you have questions to call. So Townsquare, I just want to say something bad about them, but Townsquare is just similar with us. We're doing the same kind of service, SEO. So I'm just thinking that, you know, if you sign up with them and pay the same service, I'm not sure what exactly that you'll be paying them, because optimization-wise or SEO, you are already established. We already optimize your account and help you show up on the first page in Google. If you don't like the website, I assume, then maybe we can also, you know, create a new one, customize or improve it to your liking. I think for the call tracking, again, we can always remove that, but, you know, think about the amount that you already spent with us for almost 6 months and then decided to, you know, sign up with them and start from scratch. Because once you're going to make some changes in your Google profile, I believe that you're aware how Google algorithm works. Again, that was going to affect the ranking, and you're going to definitely start from scratch again, apply their own SEO tool, and you're going to climb the ladder again to be on the first page.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. It's just I'm already, you know, went forward in this other direction. And I mean, this is my first year, you know, trying to do all this. So it's been a little bit of a learning curve and trying to learn what I want and don't want. And, you know, it, I mean, yeah, now we're talking about this, but probably if we had, you know, talked about this before, then I could have just stayed this direction. But there was something else too. I just can't remember what it was. But for now, I just need to, you know, cancel and get the domain number or something.
Well, very dear, sir. It's just that we did not anticipate this account is performing very well. I would definitely understand, you know, clients canceling if you're not seeing any results, especially when you're not showing in Google for how many months already that they've been with us. Or even if you sign up maybe with a competitor and offer, you know, a different kind of service. But if you only sign up with them on the same service, we are actually pretty much doing the same, again, SEO for only $249. And as I mentioned, I can even lower it down, you know, depending on how much they actually offer you. Because we have a different campaign, if you don't mind me telling you, sir, we always have a different kind of campaign as well that you might be interested, but this campaign is, we call it Paper Lead. It's kind of similar with Angie's, but it's also one of the Google products, so technically we are advertising you locally. And the good thing about it is that you can actually track how many calls you'll be getting, how much you'll be paying, or aware of the estimated cost per lead. So it's a Google verified campaign that we call. I'm not sure if Townsquare has that, but if you're more about getting more leads, because again, your Google is now showing up in the first place ranking, then yeah, you can take advantage of a paper lead campaign that we can definitely offer to you, and you would be interested to sign up.
At this point, I really couldn't afford to have more of them. I can say you guys were better than Yelp, but like I said, there's just a few issues. Actually, it was even my Facebook that I was having issues with too. And the AI was, you know, communicating with people and they were getting pissed off and leaving me bad messages. And I couldn't even figure out how to control that part of it. So I think sometimes a phone call in person could fix things. You know what I mean? I'm a little bit older. So, now everybody wants to rely so much on the internet that, you know, I'm not a big internet person. So, you know, a phone call, hey, how are things going? Is there anything that could be changed or something? But, like, now it's just a little too far along now.
I understand, sir. Well, we can always make some changes, sir. Again, it's just, you know, for me, I just feel bad that I know everything about this trust now, that you have issues with the call tracking number, you don't like your website, or even the Facebook ads. You know, I did track your Facebook ad as well. I do see the preview here. I believe the call to action for your customers to reach out to you is like a send message. So technically, those responses that you might be referring to were like automated response from a bot, like an AI bot.
Yeah.
We can always change it to call. You know, we have this offer in the past. Yeah, I believe when you sign up with us, we offer what are the call to actions you prefer, either call you, send message, which is the one you currently have, or get a quote, or they will get a fill out a form. So, yeah, we can definitely remove and change it to call only. And that way, when a customer see your ad, then you can just click the call button, and then, yeah, you'll receive a call directly to your business phone number. Because so, you know, we're going to remove your call tracking on it now.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. I just, the things I already committed to another direction, and, you know, money-wise, it's like I need to, you know, start cutting back on some things.
Yeah, I believe that you already mentioned that about cutting back some things. I think you already cut off Yelp. I think you don't use Yelp for your business currently. But you know what? If you just sign up with Townsquare, you always have an option for you to cancel them, and you can have your money back.
I mean, if I did, I mean, it would definitely be you guys that I'll go back to. But right now, I'm trying to try this direction, and I just, like I said, it's already too far. I already committed to it.
But they don't have access to your Google business profile yet. They don't even have access to the website or even to the Facebook business page. So there is like a time period, like all of us agencies, you know, for new accounts, that you know, if they sign up with us, let's say for a week or two, they always have an option to cancel and then, you know, give their money back. I think in your case, if you already paid them and they haven't done anything yet, then yeah, it's best that you can definitely cancel them. Maybe you can give us maybe another 1 or 2 months, and if we're still not happy with the result, I'm not sure what counselor promised you, then we can definitely go ahead and, you know, cancel or even pause the account while trying other options.
No, I mean, I get it. I appreciate the effort, but as I said, I already made the decision, and I'm just going to stick to this one for right now. I mean, I see everything could be changed and fixed, but I think it's just a little late on this one now.
I know. Yep. Well, I just regret to know that, you know, your account is established in Google. Already, both of us already have, you know, exerted our efforts to be in the first page to help us with the reviews, with the photos. And then after a few months, someone will take over. So technically, you're not just, you know, they already take over the way you did for your business. So, and again, you spent a lot of money with this. Again, it's sad that you're trying to explore new things, but yeah, there's what I'm just trying to say. Our account is really good. It's for growing wise. And then they just, you know, came over and over the things that were already built for your business. Well, anyway, if that's the case, then I would definitely respect the decision, Matthew. We have an options available for you, sir. Again, as they offer earlier, we could either lower the rate, but if we're not interested with that, then why not you can consider pausing the account temporarily while you're trying them, and that way we can keep everything as is, the same rate, the same profile. Then yeah, we can pause it for 3 months, perhaps. I think that's already enough for you to test them, and you won't be billed once the account is paused.
All right.
Canceling.
Yeah, I mean, as long as I can get my domain number and stuff, if you want to do that route, so I can see how it works with them. But I just need to get that domain number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me check if the domain name is available. I believe you're referring to mbeelectricca.com. Let me see if it's available for transfer, sir. But I would like you to be informed that for the transfer of ownership, there is actually a $99 fee for that, and does not include the website or layout, just the domain name.
So $99 for what?
Are the domain name for the transfer of ownership.
Okay. Well, I think that's what I have to have, so.
Yeah. I think counselor informed me about that, because he also does domain transfer as well, because we have clients in the past from Town Square transferred to us. Yeah, they also pay more than $99 just to get access to their domain. But yes, your local slash is the one-time fee of $99.
Oh, okay. Then I guess you charge it to the same card you've been charging it to?
Let me check what's the card we have on file for you. Yeah, I think we have the one ends in 1003. Is that
yeah.
The same number?
It should be, yeah.
Perfect.
Same one there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let me just first check with our team if the domain is available for transfer right now. So just give me 1 to 2 minutes, okay? I'll be right back shortly. Thank you. Right. So I'm still waiting for the response to keep the for what are they gonna do today, sir? Once we hear back from them, if they will say that it's approved or if it's available for transfer, I'm gonna proceed with the domain transfer request. Just for the record, you authorized me to bill the accounts or the card ending in 1003 for $99 if the domain is available for transfer today.
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. And then last thing here, just wanted to confirm, is your email address the same, the mbelectric48@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So once they confirm that it's available for transfer, I'll make sure to run the payment. Once it's approved, I'll send you a copy of your invoice. The same goes with sending you also the EPP or the transfer code directly through email that you can provide to Townsquare. And then lastly, we will going to pause the account, sir, instead of canceling. So do you think we can just pause it for 3 months?
All right.
That's great. So I'll pause the account 3 months. I believe today is, let me just confirm. Oh, okay, April 10th. So that'll be May, June, July. That'll be up until July 10th. I'll make sure to pause the account for you, Matthew. Don't worry with the billing, sir. I'm going to consider this a courtesy that I'll definitely going to call you back before the third month, I believe. July 10th, I'll call you back, sir, and then hopefully you'll reconsider signing up with us. But, yeah, hopefully they can give you also results you're expecting to get from them.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No problem. So, yeah, I'll take care of everything for you today, Matthew. But, yeah, any other concerns I can help you with just to make sure?
Nope, that'll be it.
I know that you're busy, but you're driving, but again, thank you also for your time picking up my call. And yeah, you should have a great one. Talk to you again soon, okay? Happy Friday.
All right, have a good day. All right, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.